Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. In North Canaan, the Planning and Zoning Commission is seeking a clerk to take minutes at its meetings, which are held the second Wednesday of the month at 7 p.m. Those interested should contact First Selectman at 860-824-7313, extension 101. In New York State, Governor Andrew Cuomo granted clemency to 29 individuals, many who faced a risk of deportation. Governor pardoned 22 people and commuted the sentences of seven others on Monday, the final day of the year. Many of those receiving pardons were facing the possibility of deportation because of their criminal record. Cuomo said New York must stand up for its immigrant families. As Republican President Donald Trump works to keep immigrants from coming to the U.S., Cuomo's office said all those receiving pardons have demonstrated their rehabilitation and have gone without committing any additional crimes. In Golden's Bridge, police said two men who went on a New Year's Eve fishing trip were found dead in the cold water of a reservoir with their rowboat overturned nearby. State Police Captain David Atkins told news sources other fishermen spotted the boat and the bodies about 7 a.m. Tuesday in the Muscat Reservoir. The men, both in their late 40s, called relatives as darkness fell about 5 p.m. to say they planned to keep fishing. The two had a fishing permit and were wearing life jackets, according to police. A reminder, the Mass Audubon Society is offering free admission to Berkshire County residents. They're invited to visit the Wildlife Sanctuary on Wednesday, January 2nd. You can explore 7 miles of trails, learn more about various nature education programs. More information at 413-637-0320. Salisbury Visiting Nurse Association is offering a 4-week hospice volunteer training course beginning January 3rd. Volunteers train to support patients and their families during and after the final months of life. Training will take place January 3rd through 24th from 9 to 11 at SVNA on Salmon Kill Road. To register, contact Liz at 860-435-0816. The Amenia Town Board meeting for the reorganizational meeting on Thursday. That'll be held at Town Hall, first floor, Thursday at 6 p.m. It'll have the approval of Town Clerk fee schedule and the building fee schedule. A resolution number 1 of 2019 adoption of investment policy and resolution number 2 of 19 constables authorized to carry identified firearms and other matters and supervisors goals for 2019 and then Town Board comments. Once again, that is Thursday. Town Hall, first floor at 6 p.m. The Town of Ancrum Planning Board has a notice of a public hearing that will take place on Thursday, January 3rd at 7 p.m. at the Ancrum Town Hall, County Route 7 in Ancrum, New York, under consideration application for a special use permit for pole-mounted solar panels on a parcel of land owned by Yaniv LLC, Ronniebrook Dairy Farm, on Prospect Hill Road. In Salisbury, a blood drive will be held at Noble Horizons on January 4th at 1 p.m. Noble Horizons Red Cross Blood Drive will be accepting your donations. All presenting donors will receive free long-sleeve T-shirt while supplies last. Registration, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS or visiting redcrossblood.org. Coming up on Saturday at the Scoville Library, Peter McCarron, Black History in Rural Connecticut, A Forgotten History. That will begin at 4 p.m. Meanwhile, Cameron Surfin will perform on Saturday, January 5th at the Northeast Millerton Library. A donation is requested to help cover expenses. The performance has no sponsors. For more information, 12moonscoffee@gmail.com. The American Legion Post 178 is hosting its monthly pancake breakfast on Sunday from 7 to 11 at its post located at 155 Route 44. The price is $8 for adults, $6 for children 12 and under, and seniors. Proceeds will go to support multiple Legion projects and the initiatives, including youth and children's activities and the Post Wounded Warrior Fund, which assists local veterans who are in need. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 265.06 to 23,327.46. The S&P 500 starts off today at 2,506.85, and the NASDAQ starts off today at 6,635.28. By note, United States stocks post their worst year in more than 10 years, as the S&P 500 fell more than 6% in 2018. We'll check the tri-state forecast. That comes up in just a few minutes on Robin Hood Radio.